Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, well, we welcome him to the Sunrise Side. He is the Lieutenant Governor for the state of Michigan, Brian Kelly. How are you today, Brian?
Oh, I'm doing great. What a perfect day to be on the Sunrise Side.
You know what? The Chamber of Commerce couldn't order a better day for you to be here. And
yeah, I think they ought to do their pictures for the brochure today.
There you go. Exactly. All right. Now, you know what? It's a little business and a little pleasure for you on your visit here. And one of the things we'll start off with that you were talking about this morning, you were doing a town hall meeting this morning in Oscoda about the personal property tax reform. Just give us a little brief synopsis of what was going on with that.
So we put in place at the end of last year some changes to the way that the industrial personal property tax works in Michigan, and it has an impact on local government. We're very, very cognizant of that and committed to going around the state, meeting with local government officials, and walking them through the plan, how it'll unfold over the coming years, the reason why we're doing it, and how we can work together to make it happen. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about jobs. It's about creating an environment for success in our state and keep this comeback that Michigan has right now going.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we want to talk about and what you're doing by going out. I know you and the governor, you know, we had the story earlier this week. He was up at Thunder Bay Marine Sanctuary, actually out there diving some of the wrecks. So we've had both yourself and the governor in the area in the past week, and that's kind of what you guys are doing. You're going out and, you know, sounding the good word about Michigan. I know we're always talking about the negatives, but there are some great positives about this state, aren't there?
There really are. There's so many assets, so much going for us, and really it's not as much about what the government's doing as about our people and what our people can do if given the right environment for success. And so right from the very beginning, we looked at our job as creating that environment for success so that entrepreneurs and individuals can pursue their hopes and dreams, and then we love to be supportive in any way that we possibly can. And what we've seen is we've seen our unemployment rate that topped out. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, and our unemployment rate reached over 14%. You know, today it's 8.8%, still too high, but you know, we're doing better. We've got over 200,000 private sector jobs created in our state in the last couple of years, and while we're not taking our foot off the gas,
right,
we feel really good about this progress that is made, particularly in light of the way how difficult the last decade it was.
Well, and you know, you're right in the middle. Speaking of unemployment rates, Northeast Michigan has led the way for the last few years or so, and we're starting to see the numbers even here in Northeast Michigan start to creep down a little bit.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we have to pay close attention to is that it's great when your statewide numbers are going in the right direction, but we need to pay attention to each of our regions to make sure that we're doing everything we can do to support local economies and make sure our policies accommodate the success of our people all over the state. And that was one of the reasons why, you know, the governor, who likes to scuba dive anyway, wanted to draw attention to this part of the tourism industry that there's so much potential in, which is scuba diving the Great Lakes. You know, this is
right.
Something that there are economies in the in other parts of the world in the oceans where you might get eaten by a shark. that are built around scuba diving. Well, we've got cool things to go see in the Great Lakes, and so he was really happy to draw attention to that type of potential with the hope that the next big tourism development
right.
will be that around scuba diving.
Exactly, and that's kind of what you guys are doing. You're building on the assets the state already has, and you know, showing it off. I know one of them was done here just about a month or so ago with the U.S. 23 Heritage Route that you're currently on, and you know, showing the assets of that too, and what can happen locally in each area, building from the ground up.
That's right. I mean, the whole logic behind the way that we view economic development is very different from the past. In the past, it was looked at like, how do we convince somebody to come in here and save us?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need somebody to come in here and save us. What we need is for our people to do well, the ones that are already here, already part of our communities, already making things happen. What can we do to support people? And that's the type of growth that lasts. That's the type of growth that benefits our communities the most, And as we see it happening, it's just a really exciting time to be a part of public policy in Michigan.
Indeed. Now, are you hearing that, you know, we talk about since you're here and we are in Northeast Michigan, but are you hearing the same concerns and also in the opposite of that, the same great things about the state, no matter what area you're in? I know you guys have been traveling around the state, hitting different areas. Are you hearing the same kind of feedback no matter where you are in the state?
Even, you know, in places that are struggling as much as the city of Detroit's mm-hmm. government is, and of course everybody knows about the difficulties there and the bankruptcy, but there's a lot of hope on the ground in that city. You know, since we've gone through this process, that finally some of the generational problems that have been out there for so long, that we're tackling them, we're taking them head on. And so you have pockets of entrepreneurial growth, even in places like the city of Detroit, and so there's a sense of optimism that's outstanding. When people really believe that the future holds potential, they take more chances, take more risks, and that's what we need today. We need risk takers to take their good ideas and turn them into jobs.
There you go. And you are doing just that. And now, where are you off to next? You just got done in Oscoda with the Shoreline Players Theater there and the town hall meeting. What's on your agenda now for the rest of the day today?
Yeah, so there's a reception of local community folks at the Yacht Club mm-hmm. that Representative Battalion had put together for me. I'm actually going to be in Alpena and do another personal property tax town hall.
Okay.
And I believe the Chamber of Commerce has a reception as well that I'll stop in and thank our local job providers for the work that they're doing. So they've filled up my schedule today, and I'm going to see a lot of the folks that really make the community here work.
And you know what one of those is? I've been fortunate enough to talk to him over the course of his tenure, State Representative Peter Battaglia. He really does work for this area, and he does work just like you and the governor do in terms of showing off the assets of Northeast Michigan and the 106th District.
He's outstanding. Yeah. You know, I used to be a state representative myself, mm-hmm. and you know, just going back a few years before he became a state representative, I heard about him and I thought, you know, that guy would make an outstanding representative. And so I worked on him. I was one of those people calling him saying, I think you really need to give this some consideration, and the state could use your heart, use your expertise, use your dedication. And he has exceeded even my expectations that were really high.
Indeed. And he does a wonderful job, as do you and the governor. And I know you're already late for that luncheon, so we're going to get you going so you can be a part of that. But I appreciate your time and the work that you and Governor Snyder have been doing over the course of the past few years. Lieutenant Governor of Michigan, Brian Calley. Brian, thank you for joining us, and hopefully I'll get the chance in the future to talk to you again. And I appreciate your time today.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.